It's Austin Wiggins, preacher for the Vida Church of Christ, co-host. It is Monday night because it is the beginning of our nationwide gospel meeting call. Tonight, for the first week starting, we will have our four hosts preaching to you from Monday to Thursday. And the first man to kick off our meeting efforts is a man by the name of Tommy Brooks. And we appreciate him, and we know that the message that he speaks tonight, the gospel call coming from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 14, being called by the gospel, and relate to us how God has called us out of this world of wickedness and sin and death, and he has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So let's all listen as we turn it over to Brother Brooks.
Thank you, Brother Austin. Certainly a pleasure to be on the call tonight. I want to thank Brother Austin. Grown to know him and really love him. And I know you do, too, after just listening to him. Appreciate him so very much for hosting the call tonight. To those who are on the call and are not members of the Church of Christ, this nationwide gospel call is put on with you in mind. Now, we want you to know that in the churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. If you want to be saved, you too must believe in this book called the Bible. It's the book that came from God. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16. Now, this book is not private interpretation, for the book says in 2 Peter 1:20-21, nor on this first, no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we believe in this book. We believe it came from God. We believe it's all truth. We believe it from Genesis to Revelation. And so with that being said, this gospel call is put on for those who are believers in this book called the Bible. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But if a person don't believe the Bible, we can't help them because the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe that he has ordered them to diligently seek him. So you've been invited to the call tonight by somebody that's a member of the Church of Christ. They believe the Bible is right, and we pray that you do too. If you believe the Bible is right, we won't have any problem in anything we'll say tonight as we talk about the gospel call. That's what this call is all about. It's a call that we call the gospel call, and we thank you for allowing us to come to your homes through the phone or through your earpieces, whatever you're listening to us with. What a great way to go into the homes of people. Put it on your speakerphone or let others listen to it in your home as well. We know God's word do not come back void. Right? God's going to do his part. We must do our part. So if you're listening tonight and you're a believer, this is a new year and you believe in the Bible. But I want to share to you tonight, there are many people who believe in Jesus and are not going to be saved. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, watch it now, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? In thy name cast that devil down in wonderful works. These are really good people. But Jesus in verse 23 said, I would profess unto them, ooh, these good people, these believers, I never knew your work of iniquity. So you can't come up with your own way and your own belief system. You got to go according to the Bible. So we're talking about the gospel call. This call, we hope you will keep joining us each night as we proclaim you the truth from the book called the Bible. Now, here's tonight. The call, the gospel call itself is an upward call. It's a heavenly call. It's a call from God. It's a call from Jesus who said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. It's a call from Jesus. Who tonight on this call need a new beginning, a new start as we kick off 2023? I would suggest to you tonight that you be carefully listening as we will share with you what you must do to get your life right with God. If you have not been saved, you're in a very dangerous state. But the Bible says when you die in your sin, Jesus said, where I am, you can't come. That's John 8 and the verses number 22, 21, and then 24. We live in a world where it's presenting trials and tribulations. If there was ever a time when the world needed this gospel call, or needed these sermons that we're going to be preaching, the time is now. They need the gospel call. That's what they need. The gospel call, my friends, will save lives. It'll save families. It'll save marriages. It'll save sinners of all kinds. But the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the gospel, of the glory of God. So Jesus said, now he said this in John 12 and verse 32, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Now from the earth, I will draw all men unto you. In John 8:28, then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, ye shall know that I am he, and I do nothing of myself, but of my Father that taught me to speak these things. However, in John the 3rd chapter, in verse number 14, Jesus said again, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The gospel call is a call that lifts up Jesus, and it lifts up the Jesus. That is the drawing power of the call. That's the drawing power of the gospel call. It is not singing. It is not playing. It is not emotionalism. The drawing power to save your precious soul, my friend, is this gospel, Jesus being lifted up as the serpent was in the wilderness. That's found in Numbers chapter 21 and in verses number 1. The Bible says that, I go there briefly just to make these points. Why did Jesus say, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up? Mark this in Numbers 21:1. I'll just read it to you briefly. And when King Arab, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, and he fought against Israel and took some of their prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow to the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy these cities, their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them in their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of people was much discouraged because of the way. Watch this now. And the people spake against God. Sound like the world today. And against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither there any water. Our soul loatheth the light bread. And the Lord, notice, sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. Remember that right there. Therefore, people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. Remember that. For we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed. Moses prayed for the people. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, here's what you do. Make thee a fiery serpent and set it up on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, watch this now, when he looketh upon it shall live. Moses made a serpent of brass and put it up on a pole. Visualize what's going on. He put this serpent of brass on top of, on a pole, and it came to pass, if a serpent bit any man, when he beheld or when he looked at the serpent that God told Moses put on a brass, he would live. Remember Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must, you see, the Son of Man be lifted up. And if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. John 12:33, he tells us specifically what he said. In John 12:32, he said, if I be lifted up. John 12:33, he said, this he said, watch it, signifying what death he should die. Now we know the death he died was a death on the cross. For the children of Israel to be saved in that situation from those snake bites, they had to look at that serpent that God, that Moses put on that pole. They had to look up. So the gospel call is an up call. It's a call that causes you to look up. For us to be saved from the serpent that's going to kill us if we don't look up at the cross will be Satan. Satan, according to Revelation 20, verse 2, that old serpent which is called the devil and Satan. His poison, his venom is sin. And sin bringeth forth spiritual death, which separates us from God. Romans 6, 23, the wages of sin is death. The news is what we're saying. Let's compare that. So if we don't look to the cross, then we're going to die in our sins. Because the venom that the devil sends to us, in the world we're living in today, the devil, the world is being bit by this old serpent. The devil, and people are dying and going to die in their sins if they don't look at Christ on the cross by faith. How are we going to save our families, and how are we going to save our friends and family and those acquaintances from dying in their sins? How are we going to save marriages? How are we going to save our children? How are we going to save mankind? How are we going to deal with homosexuality? How are we going to deal with same-sex marriage? How are we going to deal with the drug issues in the world? How are we going to deal with people who downtrodden and don't know where to go? What do we tell people today in January, tonight, that's looking for a new beginning? They need a new start, a new place. Well, we tell you this. What we're suggesting tonight is that if you don't make change, and this is a good time to do it, you make change by believing in Christ, believing that he came to give you the opportunity. Christ is one who came to give us the opportunity to be saved, to be forgiven for our sins, to not be bit by Satan, not to lose our souls if we will only look to the cross. Jesus said, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was talking about his death on the cross. So we all got to understand this. For any of us to be saved, you got to believe that God so loved you and me that he sent his own Son. The story of the gospel is a call from God. It's a call from Jesus. Saying, come unto me. Come to me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I shall give you rest. I want to ask you to go on the call tonight. I don't know who it is, but I know somebody on this call. You're in a bad place right now. Your life is going down the road of destruction. You know if you don't make change, you could die in your sins. Somebody invited you, perhaps a member of the church. You know the truth, and you strayed away from the Lord. All we got to do is go back to the cross. Go back and look at Jesus and what he did for you, what he did on that cross. When he was dying for our sins, he became sin for us, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He took the ultimate sting of sin, death on the cross, for us to be saved. For you who's listening, this 30-minute call, and no doubt in my mind, there's some honest and sincere soul on the call tonight. That God has given you this opportunity. This is not accidental. It's not coincidental that you called tonight. And maybe it's your first time. Maybe your first message you ever hear. But let me say this. It may be the last lesson. It may be the only one God allows. You're too close to dying in your sin. But what he's doing, he's calling you tonight through the gospel call. Jesus is calling you. Come to me. Come to me. That's what he's calling. Well, you got to believe that God sent his Son. You got to believe in the Bible. And then this Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish. Often misquoted by those who want you to believe that all you got to do is pray the sinner's prayer, accept Jesus in your heart as a personal Savior. They would quote that scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish. My friend, I want you to go back and read that your Bible. It does not say shall not. It says should not. If you believe that God loved you, then you believe that his Son came, according to this book, lived among men about 33 years, born of a virgin Mary, healed the blind, filled the hungry, fed the hungry, walked on the sea, did all great works while he was here. No guile was found in his mouth. Yet in the last 24 hours of his life, he was treated as a criminal, one whom death row. And he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked his Father, let this cup pass. Not my will, but your will be done. And Jesus did that three times. And then after that, he was betrayed by one of his own, Judas, betrayed him. And after he left Judas, betrayed and arrested, he went to six trials at night. Six trials all illegal trials. This is what he did. Here come the gospel call. He did this. He went before them. He stood before Pilate. Pilate said, I found no fault with the man. Pilate scourged him. He means he beat him with a whip. Jesus needs to whip, lacerated him all over his body. Blood was coming from the stripes. That's what Isaiah meant when he said, by his stripes are we healed. It was the blood that Jesus shed it on the cross. Now, I've shared it, going to the cross and on the cross. After they beat him, they mocked him, they spit upon him, put a crown of thorns on his head. What are you doing, Brother Brooks? Talking about the gospel call. The gospel call is a call of love. God loved you. He wants you to love him. God commended his love toward us. While we were your sinners, Christ would die. Then he left, they spit on his face, they mocked him, they slapped him. Then they put the tree. They put a tree on his back. Here's Jesus. He's been up all night. He beat, he bruised, he's bleeding. Yet he had to carry the cross. He had to make it to Calvary. Sometimes they call it God at the other place of the skull. And my friend, for the one who's listening, for the one whose heart's been touched, for the one who's on the call tonight, you know this is for you. You know 22, you barely made it. You're 23, and I'm taking Jesus to the cross for you. He got him on Calvary. Drove nails in his hands and his feet. He hung on that cross. For 6 long hours, Jesus would hang on the cross. He said, Brother Brooks, who is he hanging for? He's hanging for you. He's hanging for me. On the cross, can you see him? He's beaten and battered. He's bruised. He's bleeding. But he's hanging there. Between two thieves who were guilty of sin. Jesus was hanging there, the man in the middle who knew no wrong. He did no wrong. No guy was ever found in his mouth. It was Jesus the Christ. That's what I'm talking about tonight. What's the purpose of the call? It's the gospel call. The gospel call is intended to lift Jesus up so you can see the one who loved you, who gave his life for you, who hung there 6 hours for you, who was on that cross to save your soul, to give you that chance, give you that opportunity to make this decision tonight. So, man, I need Jesus in my life. I want Jesus in my life. I want the peace of God. I want salvation. I want forgiveness of sin. But you got to answer the gospel call. Like the Thessalonians, Paul said to them, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, where do he call you by our gospel? He's calling tonight by the gospel. That gospel, according to Paul, is the story of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a call of love. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, Paul preached that gospel to them. I'm preaching that gospel. Do you believe? Can you see him on the cross? Your eyes of faith. Do you believe that he died for you? Do you believe that he was your Savior? Do you believe he stayed there until the end when he said to his Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. They took him down off that cross. The soldier's spirit's in prison inside, John 19:34. And out came blood and water. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. Early on a Sunday morning, the first day of the week, he rose with all power. Matthew 28:18, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go preach. All nations, baptizing them. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mark 16:15, another count. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What you must believe? You must believe that Jesus hung on that cross like that serpent. Like Moses, God told Moses, put him on the lift him up, put him up there on the pole. Jesus said, just like that Moses, that serpent out there on the pole, when the people looked at the pole, they saw what God told them to see. When you look at the cross, you see the salvation of the world. Behold, look at it. It's Jesus calling you tonight. He's calling you from the drugs. He's calling you out of the world. He's calling you to be a better mother, a better father, a better servant to him. He wants you in it. Is that outstanding to do or not? If you open, I come in. I'm asking a person tonight who's on call. You weren't expecting this message, but I came down this street. You need change. You need new beginnings. Something's going on in your life. God put a person in your life and invites you to this. You needed to hear. But it was God's son that you must believe in. Do you believe in his son? I want to share a story in closing with you, everyone. Especially the person I'm talking to. Or perhaps a member of the church who left the Lord. There was a story goes like this as I close. A wealthy man and his son loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection. Picasso, Raphael. They would also sit together and admire the great works of art. When the Vietnam conflict broke out, the man's only son went to war. He was very courageous in battle, rescuing another soldier. The father was notified that at that time, when he rescued another soldier, that he died. And the father grieved deeply for his only son. About a month later, there was a knock at the door of the father. A young man stood at the door with a large package in his hand. He said, "Sir, you don't know me. I am the soldier for whom your son gave his life. He saved me alive that day, sir. He was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in his heart, and he died instantly. Sir, he often talked about you and your love for art, how much he loved you as his father." The young man held out his package. He said, "I know this isn't much. I'm not really a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The father opened the package of the portrait of his son, his only son, painted by the young man. He stared, the father did in awe, at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in this painting. The father was so drawn to the eyes of his own son, his own eyes welled up with tears. He thanked the young man in tears and said, "And offer the pen, but I'll pay you for the picture." The soldier said, "Oh, no, sir. I could never repay what your son did for me that day when he saved my life. This picture is a gift." The father took the picture of his only son and hung it, the portrait over his mantel, over the mantel of his fireplace. Every time visitors came to his home to see his collection of art, he took them to see the first picture he'd take them to see would be the portrait of his son before he would show them any of the other great works that he had collected. The man died a few months later. There was a great auction of the paintings. Many influential people gathered, excited about seeing the great painting, have an opportunity to purchase one of those rare collections that this old man had. And on the platform sat the painting of his only son. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this picture of the son. Who will bid for the picture?" There was silence. And a voice in the back room shouted, "We want to see the famous painting. Skip this one." The auctioneer persisted. "Will someone bid for the painting of the only son? Who would start the bidding? Will it be $100? How about $200? Another voice shouted angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting of the son. We came to see the Van Goghs and Rembrandts. Get on with the real bid, sir." The auctioneer continued, the son. "Who will take the son?" Finally, a voice from the back of the room. It was a long-time gardener of the man and his only son. "He said, I'll give $10 for the painting," he said. Being a poor man was all he could afford. Auctioneer said, "We have 10. Who will be at 20? "Give it to him for 10, called out the angry voice. "Let's see the masters. Here is the bid. Won't someone else be at 20? The crowd was becoming angry. They didn't want to see the picture of the son. They wanted more worthy investments for the collection. At last, the auctioneer pounded his gavel, going once, going twice, sold for $10. The man sitting in the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gavel. He said, "I'm sorry. The auction is over." "And what about the painting? What about the Rembrandts and Van Goghs?" He said, "I'm sorry. But I was called to conduct this auction. I was told of a secret stipulation in the will, in the father's will. I was not allowed to reveal that stipulation until this time. Only, ladies and gentlemen, only the painting of the son would be auctioned. Whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate of the father." The man, the woman, who took the son, gets everything. The moral of the story, my friend, tonight is the Son is calling and the Father is stipulated in the will. The only people who can go to the Father's house where there are men and maids will be those who would take the Son. Much like the auctioneer said that day, I ask tonight, the Son, who will take the Son? It's a gospel call. The call of Jesus calling you for freedom from sin, forgiveness of sin, for a new life, being born again, regenerated, a new creature in Christ, and added to the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the only church you read about in the Bible. Jesus built that church with his blood. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. And it's but one, my friend. Somebody said, but that's what I don't believe. Well, you got to believe the Bible. Remember I told you that at the beginning? You got to believe the Bible. There's one Lord, that's Jesus. One faith, that's the book. One God, that's the Father. One body, that's the church. Ephesians 1:22 tell us the body is the church. Colossians 1:18-24 tell us the body is the church. There's but one spirit, but one baptism. You said, brother, I was baptized before. But did you answer the gospel call? In John 4:23, the Bible said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Do you want to worship him? Do you want to be a child of God? Will you answer the gospel call now? Say, brother, before another step, number one, you must hear it. Acts 15:7. You hear and believe. You got to hear and believe what you was taught tonight. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. Believe that they buried him. Believe he rose again. Believe he suffered for you. Repent of your sin. Make the decision tonight. 23 would be different from 22. Because I'm going to answer this gospel call. I know it's me, Brother Brooks, you've been talking to. I need to make change. I need a new beginning. I want to be a new creature. I want to be free from this sin that I'm in. And be willing to confess, to repent in your heart. Jesus said, Luke 13:3-5, I tell your neighbor, except you repent, you're going to perish. You're going to die like this if you don't make change. You've got to make change. You've got to start believing in the Bible. And Jesus said, go and teach the gospel to them. If they believe it, he said, baptize them. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, you must confess him before me. Don't be ashamed of it. Would you confess it? Would you say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That's what we would ask you. We said, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You would answer in the affirmative. I believe that Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you confess me before me, I will confess you before my Father. The Son. We'll take the Son. If you take him tonight through this gospel call, no matter where you are now listening on, we will get you to a church of Christ close to you, and they can baptize you. They'll baptize you tonight. I'm sure they will. We'll get you close to one. We'll get you baptized. Don't you worry about that. You get back with the person who put you on the call. Say, I want to be baptized. I want to be a member of the church of Christ, that church that I can read about in my Bible. I want to be saved like that man said tonight. I want my sins washed away. Acts 2:38. I want to be baptized for the remission or the forgiveness of my sins. I want to be added to the Lord's church. And when you're added to the Lord's church, tell you worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're on the call tonight, the gospel has gone out. Did you hear it? Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins, confess and be Son of God? Then be baptized. That the Lord did. They add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. But one, Paul said in Romans 16:16, to salute one another, holy kids, the churches of Christ. Salute you. This gospel call through the phone line is being put on by, hosted by the churches of Christ across this nation. We thank you for joining us. We pray tonight that your heart has been put. I would like to close with this encouragement to you. Think of your life, where you came from, where you are tonight. If you know, if you knew that tomorrow night at 12, you would be passing away from this world, would you make the decision tonight to get off this call and call your friend back? Or would you contact us and tell us you want to be a member of the Church of Christ, that you want to be baptized for remission of sin, that you want to answer the gospel call? If your answer is yes, if I knew tomorrow night, that tells me you understood what I said. And also tell me you're rejecting God. Jesus said, he that rejected me, receiving not my word, is one that judgeth him. The words I've spoken, the same will judge it. In the last day, John 12, and the verses number 48. This is the gospel call of Brother Thomas Brooks. We're going to tell Brother Austin, going to tell you how to get in touch with us. We want to help you. And to the members of the Lord's church, this is the gospel call. Let's do our part to get the gospel out through this call. Please help us by sharing our flyers, inviting your friends and loved ones. Appreciate you so very much. We appreciate you. To the first person who's on the call, who followed by wisdom, come home. The gospel is calling you back. You're a member of the Lord's church. Come home. Be faithful to the Lord. The Lord needs us all. But we're living in a world that's bound in sin. May God bless you and keep you. It's the gospel call. Let us say the word.